Blog Talk Radio.
I'm giving you the
Thank you. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Whoa. Wow. So that was 14. Excuse me, Eternal. I'm sorry. That was 14 minutes of us not hearing anything. Wow. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, wow. Yeah, my phone was muted, but it was playing.
Wow. Okay. We just going to roll and keep going, okay? We're not going to even let that allow. Didn't have to come out. I'm sorry.
Please,
I
didn't have to, one
didn't have to come out. Yeah, but to the audience, you guys, we do apologize about that, but here we go.
The drums were once.
I was wondering why you were so quiet with all this good stuff they were sharing. But okay. It's all right. We're going to roll through these technical deals. It's a lot of interference, Eternal, but it's okay. We're going to roll with it. It's magical how we are even on right now. I'm going to let you know that. That's me pushing through, you know?
Life force.
We ain't going to lay down. We're going to keep going, okay?
And Barry Bones Brisbane's with us right here talking about the Tiger's Nest on our radio and the international flavor, the universal spice. Very happy to be in your company this evening. Giving thanks for all those who made it their business, you know, to tune in with us this evening. Lord, give thanks for the mighty elders on such a meditation and such vibration. A few things. This is more. This is a classroom session tonight, and let me see here. So we know the Empress Hatshepsut. No, I want to say on his queen. So why can't be empress? You know, she's running an empire, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to read something here from worldhistory.org. And it says here, Hatshepsut, whose name means foremost of noble women. So you can make the note there. Or first among noble woman, same thing, foremost of noble woman, you know, like the first lady ain't the first lady, but the position is the first lady, all right. Royal name, Ma'ata Kara, translated as spirit of the harmony and truth. And it is said that she, Ma'ata Kara, or you may say Ma'ata Kare, was the fifth ruler. Let's keep all those down, class. Was the fifth ruler of the 18th dynasty. Definitely one of, you know, my more favorite episodes in ancient Kemet. Of course, we're speaking of the time of the Greeks, Akhenaten, and of course, the great Tutankhamun, and the granddaddy, Ramesses II, and of course, you know, great, you know, Nasuts and Biti and Nasut Biti, because one is of the south and one is of the north, and one represents the United Land. So we're talking about, especially in that time, the Nasut Biti, because the land was united. So that's kings. These are the kings or the rulers of ancient Kemen. And that time frame, the 18th and 19th dynasty, you know, that's a time frame that, you know, I definitely love the whole understanding about 3,000 years of powerful independence as such. Even in ancient Kemen, it's about the same time, because remember, the lands were united about 3,000 BCE. So just give that a couple hundred years to the time Alexander the Fake and these ones came in. It still comes down to the same 3,000 years as what we speak, even of Ethiopia having 3,000 years of independence. So on both sides, it balances off that same 3,000 years, at least historically speaking, in approximate terms, you know, just for conversation's sake. Because even again, separating the 18th dynasty from the 19th dynasty, if I'm not mistaken, it's Flinders Petrie or one of these individuals who were officially recognized as the ones that kind of separated these periods and broke them down into Old Kingdom and New Kingdom and Middle Kingdom and these things, and even the dynasty periods, really. But Hatshepsut of the 18th dynasty ruled from 1479 to 1458 BCE. So this is our time frame, 1479 to 1458 BCE. She was the daughter of Thutmose the First and Queen Amos. I want to make that clear, because we're going to be talking about the virgin birth of Hatshepsut. So this is saying now she was the daughter of Thutmose the First and Queen Amos, and as was common in Egyptian royal house, according to what this is saying, married her half brother Thutmose the Second. All right. So it goes on to say, and this is important information here, they had a daughter together, Neferura, and Thutmose the Second had a son by a minor wife named Isis, Thutmose the Third, 1468 to 1425 BCE, whom he named his heir to the throne. Although she was made regent until Thutmose the Third came of age, she had long been acquainted with the position of power and chose instead to have herself crowned pharaoh of Egypt. But that's in a nutshell, basically, how Queen Hatshepsut, according to what the historians and archaeologists have supposedly derived from the hieroglyphs that they see, the information that they believe they gather it. Because you see, remember, when it comes to this kind of history, sometimes they have some holes in the history itself. Remember at one time, they were telling us that Tutankhamun is Akhenaten's brother, and then Akhenaten became his uncle, and right now Akhenaten is his father. I'm just telling you how we think about it. Yeah, remember Pluto was a planet. When some of you who are 30, 40, 50, whatever, when you went to school, you couldn't put Pluto is not a planet. You'll get it wrong. Marks off. Even if you had some sort of spiritual inclination to say, but no, teacher, Pluto is not really a planet because it's too much in the what do you call that here? The Kuiper belt? I think is the title of that. It's too much in the title of that, and it's, the size is not that. Shut up. Who dare you say that? Read it in the science book. Who is you? Get in the corner and stop. Put a big X in your book, talking about Pluto is not a planet. And then, 15 years after, the wise scientists in New York come out and all of a sudden they disqualify Pluto. You're still in the corner, but they disqualify Pluto. No, Pluto is no planet anymore. So it's the same thing with this history. Even sometimes they're telling you people marry their brother and sister and all of that. You have to be careful before you just go and spread what they say. According to them, Akhenaten had frolic disease because they see him depicted on his glyph as having feminine forms. But come on, man. What's wrong with these people? There's a beautiful statue of Akhenaten. When you look at his face, he doesn't have the exact features as the statues that we are accustomed to see, which tells you a lot that the statues and the glyphs of Akhenaten are highly symbolic. So when you see Akhenaten with breasts, if it would appear so, and hips like a woman, he's telling you, God Almighty, huh? What? Yeah. So when you look at the God happy, you see happy with his breasts. That is why you have the combination of Nun and now Net as the Nun. So you see the male figure with the beard, everything, and the breasts. I want you to follow me good in the family. You see the male figure. When you see the male figure, and he has breasts, that's a deep level of the Godhood. It's symbolism. It shows that God is well divinely balanced, even with the feminine within. So I know someone want to jump out the window for that. Hold on, take your time. You are a human being. You have the divine balance of male and female in you. Come on, don't let me get started here. Everybody was a woman before they became a man. So you don't get too crazy with it. Everyone was a woman. Well, ask me, ask the scientists that deal with that. They will tell you, well, yes, even in the formation of the child in the womb, you know, the child begins at a woman stage and some cross over to the man. So you have to lose it. And I'm not even speaking of hormones and blood cells. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the natural positive and negative balance, as they call it, within every human being. You know, the natural masculine and feminine energy is an energy. So Akhenaten is well balanced as the God within himself. So you see another man with feminine energy coming off of him to some degree, but he's not the only one. I just mentioned the Nun. I just mentioned Happy and the others. But listen, the difference between the Nun and Happy, both of them being water god, because Happy is the woman now, and both of them having breasts. The difference is that they are of the Medu Neter. They are gods. They're not considered real people. They never walk the earth. They are principled, but Akhenaten, a human being, is not necessarily a god. But he is showing you that he is a god. Remember, they call Akhenaten the first Christ, right? many people consider that he is the one that brought in monotheism, the worship of one God. Some consider Akhenaten to be the real Moses and a few other things. And him to attend, similar to that of Psalm 104. Attributed to David, but doesn't have it's not attributed to anyone in the Bible as such. Moses does have Psalms in the Bible too. Psalms of Moses, I think it's 91 or 92. No, I think 92 is the Psalm of the Psalms, but somewhere around there it clarifies the Psalms of Moses. So all the Psalms in the Bible are not really, King David. Oh, this is a wonderful reasoning here. Hey, let's make sure you subscribe to the Tiger's Nest. It's a very easy thing to do. Just contact us. You're already listening to the radio station on the website. So just browse through. You'll find the email address, priestisaacinstitute@gmail.com. And let us know, hey, I'd like to subscribe to the Tiger's Nest. Hey, what's the benefit? Well, the benefit is you get the Tiger's Nest every evening after it's broadcast, if you get it straight in your inbox, you know, after, you know, we seal up the discussion, and of course it's recorded and everything. We send it to your email address, and you get it in your inbox. So you never miss another edition of the Tiger's Nest. Again, just become a subscriber. Definitely, it will fit me something, and of course, you know, it's definitely something you will definitely cherish. Even if you listen to this program every evening, you should still subscribe to the Tiger's Nest to make sure you save the program in your archives so you can revisit it in the future and let even friends and loved ones hear what we provide here on the Tiger's Nest. Hey, previous night's program was wonderful, eh? My program, as they say, was IT, the Tiger's Nest. Not the Tiger's Nest, you know, the Tiger's Nest. The subject last night was the Tiger's Nest. We were talking about the Tiger's Nest in Bhutan and how it links to even where I am right now, St. Lucia, and all of these different things. And, of course, my Tiger's Nest, what a wonderful sit-down. You know, I actually listened to it afterwards. And, I mean, give thanks for that. So give thanks to those who are subscribers now. They definitely would have received last night's program, previous night's program, if they missed it, the Tiger's Nest. But, yeah, wonderful. So, yeah, just contact me. PriestIsaacInstitute@gmail.com. Of course, and I say you're right here on PriestIsaacInstitute.com, which is our web radio panel. This is the Tiger's Nest radio program. So yeah, so that is what Akhenaten. Of course, we don't know Akhenaten is a ace individually. Okay, you can't be nobody. You know, the slouch that people talking about, you know, being father of monotheism and first Christ and you are Moses and all of that. No matter what they say, and listen, As I said, we have the Living Gods of Kenneth, part one. Probably be serious about knowledge. The Living Gods of Kenneth, part one. Right here on the website, this is the shop area. It's a online webinar lecture where we clarify the reality of Akhenaten and the truth of Amon. I would invite you to visit the website, the shop, go into the area called shop, and search out the Living Gods of Heaven. There's three parts. You should purchase all three parts. keeper deals directly with Akhenaten and to Ankh-Amon. It answers all the questions, I am telling you, and brings to an end all these myths and lies about Akhenaten being heretic. He changed the worship. I can prove nothing got so. But just check it out. And it kind of be this proof after you understand what I'm saying. Even if you don't understand what I'm saying, still get this proof. You know, Akhenaten is that who? Even those of us who are conscious. There are some prominent conscious people that I know in the community of consciousness. And them people must fire and Akhenaten, and it hurts me sometimes to see that. Because they misunderstand. We're following Pitrean Wise Budge interpretation of Akhenaten straight. But what's hurtful is that I will come and explain to the world, no, let me show you the truth. And I know sometimes they get a whiff of what I say, and some rascal is doing it. But it's for my team. Where's that? No, we know the thing up here. We I shall have to see the doctor. Yeah. Straight up. Listen, I know what's going on. Straight up. That's how many cases and rascal in Jamaica say one big deal. And I'm not even in Jamaica. I said Lucia. We'll keep on doing that. So last year, Rastafari. So yeah, I'm just showing you it. Without our understanding of it, after the time, is a God force for real. And that's why he's treated like that. Now I'm saying all of that to come back to the check soup. Now, everyone's say that she was a cross dresser. You know, they even waved off, you know, trying to bring anything up. But she, as well as a living queen, you can call her a pharaoh if you want in the language, because she's the monarch. But she's not a king. Is there no king concept soon? She's a queen, an empress. She is the monarch. So she herself was showing to you that she was a divine god. Why? How do you know that? This is why she's betrayed. She's a woman. She has breasts like a woman and the form of a woman. But she has the beard of the man. She has the beard of the ruler. She has the beard of the monarch. She has the beard of the Pharaoh. That's the God. When you see that balance, look at Semenkare. He's another human being. That's the second part. That's part two of the living gods of Tekken. Check the website. You should purchase that. That's part two of the living gods of Tekken. Semenkare. He's another character seen with breath. And he is a God figure. He is the second causes in this, the triad of causes in the necropolis of Tutankhamun. It is not Tutankhamun's image on the second causes. It is Semenkare. And if you understand who Tutankhamun is, then that will show you who Semenkare really is, although his tomb was the total opposite of Tutankhamun. It's all a science. This is Semenkare, the living God of Kenneth. Put a copy for yourself. Real thing. So you have Semenkare, his breath. As a man, nobody funny here, we got into that. It's symbolism. He's a human being. As happy with his breath as a man, but he's of the middle mental. He's the God. He's living as a man with breath, but again, middle mental, God, he's These are individuals that seem to be somewhere between both. But it's a God expression. Samengare Adaman, seen with that female form, the nourisher. Even Moses talked about feeding Israel on his breast when he was complaining to God and asking if he did bring them into birth and suckle them on his was patched using the scripture. Just meditate. If you had to draw that picture for us to explain it, you would tell Moses with breath. This is deep science, you know. This ain't no regular reading, you know. This is reading between the lines. What's between the lines? Nothing. Emptiness is between the lines. Deep imagination and comprehension. Black Canada and her chest. She's of the rulers. She's of the rulers that would say themselves as both male and female, and all the rulers are God. In my book, I tell you to Akhenaten, he really is the first Christ. He expressed himself as a God. And maybe not the first Christ, but he's a Christ figure, for sure. He expressed himself as a God. Cementary, for sure. And this is not me just feeling, so we can prove it. We have proven it. That's why I recommend the videos. We've proven that these people are of the divine realm. Semenkare, Akhenaten, and they both portray themselves with feminine features. Can't run from it. If you're still snuggering and running around and up, you can learn some of the aftermath of it. You really don't understand. Maybe it's best you just lock off of yourself. You're missing the point totally. This is divine expression. Hatshepsut, no. Herself. The fact that she's expressing herself like that is not just because she's the ruler as such, but she's expressing herself like that because she is showing herself to be of divine origin. We're going to prove that now. So this is the birth of Hatshepsut. This is coming from Arizona.education.edu. Pardon me. And of course, they're going to be speaking of it in, I guess, the way they may be seeing it. But the story is there. Following the death of her husband, King Thutmose II, Hatshepsut initially acted as regent for her young stepson, Thutmose III. Within a few years, however, Hatshepsut decided to claim the throne in her own right and went on to rule as king over Egypt for some 20 years. If that was such 20 years. They were presidents for female sole rule. But the ritual and symbols of kingly power were designed around the assumption that a male would hold this position. Indeed, there wasn't even a word in the language that meant female ruler, nor equivalent to queen, or so basic. And I mean, the hieroglyphics is so deep. The hieroglyphics hasn't even been fully deciphered. They haven't even discovered all the whole aspect of the writing. So I don't know who this is that they think that they are the authority, that they can say there's no word at all in the language for female ruler. So Hatshepsut's official legitimation to her unusual claim to power made use of traditional means describing kingly authority. And now, you know, they're talking about, for example, again, even the aspect of the beard. Now, let me just read what they have here. She developed, for example, the conventional story of the king's divine descent into an elaborate poem narrating her conception and birth, in which phase of her life toward achieving this goal. So there's a poem written that speaks of the God. This is God now, Almighty God, who is predestining her rule, you know, and carefully planning every phase of her life towards achieving this goal. Okay. Fragments of this poem are preserved in the following inscription, which accompanied a series of reliefs on her mortuary temple at Deir el-Bahir. The entire work proceeds from a council of gods in which Amun announced his intentions to a series of visits to Hatshepsut's royal mother, in which the child is conceived and shaped in form by the gods. Then the birth and recognition of the divine child, Hatshepsut. The story continues with a coronation series that shows her selection for rule as a child, her growth to young womanhood, and her crowning by the gods and her earthly father, Thutmose I. We can see here, according to this, in the vibration here. Now, listen to this. This is coming from the writings itself in the interviews, 196. Utterance of Amun-Ra, Lord of Thieves, presider over Karnak. He made his form like the majesty of this husband, King Thutmose the First. Okay. This is actually right, this thing, you say. So the god Amun made his form like the woman's husband, Thutmose the First. Okay, let's read on. I'm coming back to that. He found her, Queen Amun, as she slept in the beauty of her palace. She waked at the fragrance of the god, which she smelled in the presence of his majesty. He went to her immediately. He imposed his desire upon her. He caused that she should see him in his form as a god. When he came before her, she rejoiced at the sight of his beauty. His love passed into her lips. With the fragrance of the gods flooded, and all his odors were from Punt. And, you know, Punt is the southern land, the Ethiopian Somalia region, the Punt. Okay. 197 now. The words of the queen, Amun, utterance by the king's wife and the king's mother, Amun, in the presence of the majesty of this other god, Amun, Lord of Thieves. How great is thy fame! It is splendid to see thy strength. Thou hast united my majesty, which is a feminine, with thy favor. Thy dew is in all my limbs, I said. After this, the majesty of this god did all that he desired with her. Words of Amun, utterance of Amun, Lord of the two lands, before her, Kenneth met Amun Hatshepsut, shall by the name of this my daughter, who is thy body, this saying, which comes out of thy mouth. She shall exercise the excellent kinship in this whole land. My soul is hers. My bounty is hers. My crown is hers. That she may rule the two lands. That she may lead all living things. Selassie, Jah, Rastafari. And it goes on and on and on. We got the poem, as they call it, right here. But clearly, so what you see here is a story that is saying that hasheth faith, when conceived, her mother, Queen Amos, was impregnated by the god Amun-Ra, the creator of such. The creator Amun-Ra took it upon himself to come to earth and come a series of times to Amos, the queen, and lay with her in sexual intercourse. That's what all of this stuff, your Jews are, your Jews in all my life. So you're talking about. She became pregnant with the girl child, which was prophesied and all instructions already given. Hatshepsut. But if you notice, they also said here that we are now looking at the situation where the father, it says that Amun-Ra came to her. Made his form like the majesty of her husband. Okay. So did Amun-Ra transform himself into her husband in the sense of appearance? Because when he came in, she acknowledged that she is now before the God. So if she knows she before the God, why the necessity to pretend that you are her husband? The family is a simple thing. Now, before we simplify it, let's just recap and return with the understanding that Queen Hatshepsut is claiming herself to be of the divine, or making the claim, to be more correct in the language, of being of the divine. When you claim that the God is your father, you have carried yourself in the divine. That is why I'm saying that her wearing a beard, and remember, these people have happened this, even those of us who are of the conscious sense, we are overlooking the divine aspect of her wearing the beard. Yes, we know she is the divine pharaoh. But it's more than that. They're all the divine pharaohs, but some of them stand out. Some of them stand out as God figures. Tutankhamun is one. Akhenaten is another. Semenkhare is another. And I just clearly explained that you can find the feminine on each of these individuals. Look at Tutankhamun. I haven't seen Tutankhamun with breasts like Semenkhare. I haven't seen Tutankhamun necessarily with the shapes and the breasts like hips like and all of that like Akhenaten. But Tutankhamun's mask, at the back of Tutankhamun's mask, there is a bee sting, the tail of the bee, that stings you. This is some deep stuff, because Tutankhamun represents the bee. That is why when you observe even the mask of the king, the great king Tutankhamun, as I said, you see the stripes, they represent the summary. You observe the stripes on the beads, so the stripe on the beads, the sun ray, etc. Remember, the bee works with the sun. The bee is active with the sun. The bee is directly connected with the sun. The gold and honey is like liquid sun. All right. So Tutankhamun represents the bee, and Tutankhamun has the bee sting. So you have drill bees and you have worker bees. I hope you're with me, family. You have drone bees and you have worker bees. Drone bees are male bees. Good. Worker bees are female bees. Good. Drone bees do not sting. Worker bees are the ones that sting. Worker bees are female. Worker bees specifically are the ones that if you get, honeybee stung me. That was a female honeybee that stung me. It was not the male honeybee. So when Tutankhamun as a man is carrying the sting of a bee, herein again, remember, you know, this is secret science. It takes a certain level of meditation to see these things and come and explain it to people. Those that put it together has returned to unravel it to you, eh? That's really what it is. So Tutankhamun is carrying the female energy again with the beast thing. Remember in the tiger's nest we were talking about the man who has turned into the tiger, you know. The bee is referred to as the tiger of the sky. The stripes is also called the lion of the sky. The male. You know, remember the tiger flying to the tiger's nest with the guru on his back, and the tiger was his wife. Those of you who missed the half-night program will be saying, what is my talking about? Yeah. So the bee sting, Tutankhamun, Akhenaten, the breath. Samenkare, the same breath. As the, if you want to say, imitate the gods of the Merunetta, Hapi, the breast, the Nun, the breast, as male figure. So Hatshepsut is a woman, and she naturally has breast. She don't have to put it on a statue, but she don't naturally have a beard. And she applied the beard as a ruler. There have been other rulers as women that rule over Kemet, as was mentioned here, but she applied herself to it on a different level as if she was a man. She's just showing again, just like the other figures I've been talking about, that she's of divine origin, and her proof of that is that she has the masculine and feminine balance. And if that didn't have been super, let's be honest, many of our historians don't look at it like that. Even those of the conscious realms. In fact, the conscious realms this Akhenaten. So I would expect that they see that Hatshepsut is showing she's God. Straight up. Not just of the divine, she's the God. If you don't...
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time. But in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies. And find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah, sometimes my day's insane. I talk fucking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow, we cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my days are insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls.
All right, sunflower soul. All right, you guys.
Enhance your mind.
Yes.
Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
When I say we, I represent myself and my ancestors. And we want to start off by saying much respect, you know, to all of the elders, much respect to all of the seniors, much respect to everybody who played a position and who played their part in, you know, getting us here, getting us to where we're at in our now moment. You know what I'm saying? So we want to give gratitude first and foremost, right? This was an interesting history lesson for me because I did listen, you know what I'm saying? And a part of me not listening at the top of the podcast was that you saw that there was silence for 15 minutes because the order of business and the new direction that Air is going is beginning to seem that, you know, even myself have to be more focused and more intentive. You know what I'm saying? This is a lesson that I had to learn on my own, in my own way, even the foundation and platform that I am building of that, you know what I'm saying? We have to be more, because this is serious business, you know what I mean? So gratitude to, you know, the not only my ancestors, but the ancestors also for, you know, just for the ass whoopings. Let me just say that for what I perceive to be ass whoopings, you know what I'm saying? But ass whoopings, not just for me, but ass whoopings that may be shadow work or that may be that we're not where we're at, you know, the measuring, all of the things. My cat is going crazy. All of the things. Just gratitude, you guys. So today, I cannot pronounce this name, but it is an Egyptian goddess, you know, from what I'm understanding, from what I gathered from the history lesson. But this was a good one for me. So we have about 40 minutes to chat it up about this. But definitely a good one. Eternal royalty to you. You are unmuted. All right, Eternal, I cannot hear you on your end, but you are unmuted. Okay, we can't hear you. All right, so let's see. All right, so were you just listening today, Eternal, or I can't hear you? Let me go back into the studio just to ensure.
Please.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, I know you have a lot to say. Royalty.
Royalty. Greetings, brother. How you feeling today?
I am feeling very observant, you know what I'm saying? And I've been that for the last, probably the last 4 days, about the last 4 days, as this Lion Gate portal continues to do whatever it's doing and transformation and a lot of transformational energy. But here's the thing about it. The transformational energy is nothing like it has been in the past. This one means business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a grandeur energy, you know. Even for myself, I'm in this awakening epiphany since the, 2017? I went to Nat Turner's Trail, right? And I was on this other level that from my Hindu people, from my, Indu, because they don't like being called Hindu. The real origin of people, when you hear about it, like the Inuit, how we think about Incas, the names that we came up for people, it might have like distorted the whole idea of who they are and what they do. And just like what I got around my neck, I got a tiger around my neck. So the brother, he was going in about the tiger being like the bee and the bee being the stripes. You want to see who get stripes around here, you know what I mean? And the stripes is like you're going in through the whatever village. Yep. I'm in your room. Yeah, sure. I got you. Whenever you're like working with the stripes on you, it's like basically you on the foundation, and you're doing a lot of work in that foundation. Yet it's from different ethnics. It's not just your own ethnic. So you're gonna run into people, and it's not gonna be a black and white thing. We're going to talk about black and white. However, that's not going to be really what it's about. Black and white is really the stripes, the energy of Hatshepsut learning her masculine, feminine energy. And if you look at how the display of bearing a child to a child being born, there's a lot that goes with that. And we see that just like for myself, like I said, I got a tiger around my neck. It's a silver piece. And my brother, he was like, yo, you need to rock this. Well, he ain't saying I need to rock it. He was more like, you can sell this, and if you sell this one, you can keep the other one. I was like, wow. Like, you going to push that on me? So I was like, dude, I know I can do my grind and see what I could do out of that, and found out someone bought the other one. And so I kept this one. And so it always been that I knew this. And it was an Asian brother. And I always knew him. I just didn't know who or what about him that much. And so he was like a mystery to me the whole time. Now, when you're in the work in the fields or whatever you're doing, you get these stripes. And it went from someone like that to a brother that basically he's a Sufi. And he had basically beads around his neck, praying beads. And he came like several times, but it's like this. One time he sat in the store like for the whole day. And then he came to me, he was like, I'm going to let you have these praying beads. And usually people have to pay for it, whatever they have to do. He said they go through different trials and errors of how they end up getting the beads. I was like, oh, okay, that's a little different. So then he ended up, you know, giving me homage. And it was over online, whatever, with some other people that was there. And I ended up getting the beads. Now I don't even know where it's at, but it was like the last time I was in New York, I put it down and I didn't pick it back up. And it was like, dang, I lost the vortex. And it felt like that, you know, and this is like how you feel like if it was Avatar or watching Avatar cartoon or whatever, or even the movie, one who takes their body and goes through something and then comes back and then they don't feel like they got that same energy anymore. So they feel like they're depleted. Or whatever that is, you know what I mean? But yet this is what we call the battle scar. It's like a child who can, you know, you can have a successful child and then you don't have a successful child. And then you have a successful child. This is that scar. And so we all take scars in the stripes that we get. So from that Asian brother to even a Hindu brother, I mean, Hindu brother that I run into, he showed me the psychedelic side that I was unaware of. I mean, completely, because I was like, I like cannabis. I don't like nothing else. So I was like, I ain't want to go into nothing else. Yet my father, he done touched everything. So it was like, wait a minute now. So, yeah, I don't want to touch none of those things, because it let me know that his sperm was me of that, whatever he was touching, which makes me feel like if I'm not attracted to it, I shouldn't want it anyway. And this is how you find out that you came before your father gave you life. And this is the same thing about mother. Mother gave you life that is not in the projection. So, like I talked to the sister, I said it just today, too. I went in the store and I said, you had water today? And she's like, you know, because I went in the store, it's a grocery store. So she's like, I don't know. I said, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? And then I'm talking about you. Did you have water today? And then she's like, oh, yeah, I had water. I said, okay, good. That's all I wanted to know. I wasn't looking at the store being something personal, but we have to always use the store like it's personal to someone else. And this is how we realize that's business. That's the stripe that you have to get. You know, you got to earn it for the business. You got to put on the suit. You got to do all this uniform crap. You know what I mean? Yet at the same time, it's about how it's not as crappy as you think it is. It's about you having this unified field that we all are supposed to have. And because I went in there, she thought automatically for the business. So I was like, all right, it's cool. So now let me talk to you on a personal level. And then she was like, oh. And then I was like, how you doing today? You know, and we still did that. It was just before, after I did that, you know, I went into her personally. You know what I mean? And sometimes we don't have that extra moment. And this is where the scars end up happening. A lot of us have scars every day and don't know we carry it on, and it's on bearing. And now one who has to wear the beard because there's certain circumstances that had to come out, or one who has to be less of the beard and cut the beard. You know what I mean? So now it's the idea of why they call it the beard anyway. The B-E-A-R or the B-E-R or the B-E-E-R or the B-E-A-R-D, all these, and B-A-R-E. There's a born in the beard aspect. So those who have the longer hair really have a born in a different way aspect of thinking, actually moving, governing their life, all of that. You know, you could look at Miss Marvel. They're going into it now, and they're showing a lot of brothers now, whether it be Arabian, whether it be Muslim. They're showing a lot of the beards. And so they're showing you something. They're just not telling you what. And so you're getting the Anunnaki aspect, the point of saying, how do you got the elder guys in front of you and you don't pay attention to them? Well, it's in our science. Our science been told us past to make it present. We just not looking at the present as a past. And once you see that, it helps you become present. You're a gift. So as you're looking at what is a gift to you, that means the information that you get is not just entertainment. It's constant, continuum information. And if you're not down for it, they just let it be a download for you. After a while, you get the mid-load. Then you get the upload. It'll take 3 times to get to it. Ain't gonna say you're gonna get it the first time, just like this conversation we have. You might have to go through it one more time, and then listen to it one more time. You'll be like, oh, that's what he was. You might have to not listen to it right now. You might have to, like, just listen to it right now after you done listen to it, and then come back, like, 3 months from now, and you'll be like, dang, he was profound even what he was saying, because we're on a constant continuum. And if you don't know that, that's why it's limited to how we're thinking and moving and acting and becoming, you know, because we don't know the levels to it. Yet this is the experience that we're getting from the Lion's Gate. Everyone has a birth. And then a not-so-a-birth. And then all of a sudden, there's another rebirth. And that's like the beard. Those who wear a beard on their actual chin are seeing the difference of how people who don't like people who got beards on their chin. Same thing with the hair on the head. Same thing with the mustache. All of these are another part of yourself growing into yourself, coming out of yourself, going back into yourself. So now imagine you say, okay, well, I'm giving birth to myself. Now you're on the strength. However, you could also be on the weakness because you're giving birth. And so that means you got to know how to keep your skills on moving back and forth on it versus just keeping it at one level. You keep it at one level, you're not going to get any experiences. So now you do have to go through some negative and some positive in order to see a neutral, which is natural. You're going to see neutral that's more natural at certain times. And then you're going to see that you can't just be neutral. You got to react. If there's a car in the middle of the street and the car needs some help and nobody's there to help, you're going to react or you're not. You're just going to go around it, keep it going. I ain't got time. I got to get to a certain time frame. This is the experiences of the stripes. When you pull over to the side and help this person and then get done and don't want nothing from them, get back in your apparatus and, you know, travel back off into the, you know, sunset, you became a superhero right over that second of a second. And then you not only stop this person, not stop the person, you actually help the person flow. See, when you have F with low energy, you don't know where the fire is going, but the fire can have you go low on energy. Fire means flow. Yet if it's not, then it's not good fire that you're working with. You got to go to the next fire. Three fires to work with. Top, middle, and the bottom. That's your head, your heart, and your hips. Some people do talk right off at the hips and hit you with the hips, hip action. You know, it's like a gun, right? People talk with a gun, you know, and the gun represents a goon. So you don't know a goon. It's like another way of saying there's a path being created. However, is it frustration of a path? This is where emotional intelligence meets emotional knowledge, just emotional knowledge being what it is. And we call it intelligent. Intelligent is a point of saying you can, it's like always come and continue. But knowledge, that's something you've written down and you have to look at it and then you obtain it. And you say, okay, this is the knowledge I need to keep saying. Yet, how are you going to keep saying that when there's different knowledge popping up in front of your face? This is where the actual strike comes from. Now, you can look at it as a strike. Some people look at it as a strike, and that's why it's lightning bolts. So just like Hatshepsut, she had to wear the beard because there's another connection to living the life and the lifestyle that's different. We got two things we're living off of. One is life. The other is lifestyle. Now, if you know how to deal with the two, you can tip the scales. But if you're stuck in one or the either, you kind of stuck. There's no outcome in your income. And your income also will start to show itself when you see what spiritual really is working with, when you call it spirit. Everyone has a spirit, yet is it the soul level that we get to? And so as a child being born, Hatshepsut had to deal with her child being, as one could look at it, being deformed. But it's the form that she had in her life, in her livelihood, is different from others, just like an albino. So we don't know the Aten is actually a metaphor or a real being. Yet it's more of a metaphor than a real being. So that's why we end up putting a real being in it. But that's what a bee is, the sting. We sting ourselves constantly. Constantly. Put fear into ourselves, everything. All the bee and the sting do. You know, Sandman is like, I know I'm Sandman. I'm quite sure a lot of us are Sandman or Sandwoman. It doesn't matter. It's the point of saying you know enough in your hand to measure you that you can make creative out of what someone would call it nothing. When you can put something on a writing of a drawing, just like in Ms. Marvel, she actually had her hand come out as an extension to grab someone who was falling. We know how to do these things. We just got to tap into it a little bit more. We need more encouragement of our other people who was around. That's not giving you a strike because you messed up, but a strike when you're doing what is needed to be done, even if it is a mess up. You say, well, do you know the plan A to plan B? That might be the one that can help you with it. And there's your A to B, and now knowing C, your way out. But see, we might not see our way out, and that's where the frustration starts to kick in. And then we got the childish coming out versus the childlike now. And it's okay. We all had childish moments. However, it's not okay when you're looking at them being childish and you don't say, hey, you know, you can go into the childlike right now. You can flip the script. You can actually go childish. Like, going childish can have you grab a gun, shoot somebody, and then you're like, dang, how'd up in the end up in this jail cell? Well, you got heated and then you let it all come out from 1 to 10. Didn't know how to stop it before you got there. Then when Hatshepsut had to wear this, the chin concept, this is the same aspect of learning Cleopatra. There's generations of these women. It's not just one. So when Cleopatra is known, it's a C letter or it is a K letter. Because when they said the C came out, it had a K sound. You know that, right?
If I made it, I didn't. I mean, I promise you, I'm a student. I'm a student right now. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? I don't know
That's
anything, okay?
Okay?
So, like,
so,
I'm very
cool
careful with saying that I'm a student. Although,
right.
what I hear you saying, even in my practice and experience, is that you're speaking on the spiritual rewards that you receive. Now, those are magical.
The eight goals. Yeah.
Right?
Goes all the way around the board. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why
okay.
the C section
Can you
was
give
important
some examples? Can you give some examples
yeah,
like how what I hear, no, I know that's what you're saying, but can you give a personal example for yourself as far as, you know, how you kind of encountered, you know what I'm saying? I like to do that because I like to let people
yeah,
know,
no problem.
You know, like
that's,
personal
that's where the lead up was coming from. I say
okay.
that's where the lead up was coming from. I don't want to let you know that I'm
okay.
not one of these that they call it the testament because it had to come from somewhere. I didn't like just grab this and it. You pulled up a card, right? And it shows this brother with a stick in his hand. That's Harry Potter. And it's like I could see anything now and it becomes that mental. So that's why I was saying, like, in 2017, like, August 21st hit, I'm over here in Nat Turner's land, right? And I done did a DMT trip. DMT is the dopamine aspect of your dopamine in your brain goes higher than you think. But you got to have something to help you with that. And it's a natural substance. You got to figure out, like anybody as a shaman, goes into that deeper level to help you with the guidance before you just really nearly do it on your own. I just felt like this is going to be a greater time to do it because I've been on the land for, like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 times now. And I feel really great about the energy that I'm at. And it's not about saying it was a negative. It's a positive and a negative. It was like, oh, I feel the hate, the hurt, the energy. I feel even the positivity. You know what I'm saying? Because people like to put entertainment over your information. And I'm not going to say all of us. It's just some of us. That it gets to a point where you're kind of like stuck in the entertainment versus the information. I knew the information was there. So I went into one of the barns that happened to be Nat Turner's the library, we called it. The first library that was put there. So I went in there, and me and my brethren, we went together. And we was on a DMT trip. And we went in, so deep that the wall started to have glyphs on the wall. So I'm like, yo, this is deep. And then I looked at him. And I'm seeing because see, when you take DMT, you don't know if another being is seeing the same thing you're seeing or you're just seeing what you see. So I looked at him. I said, you see what I'm seeing? He was like, yo, you see any glyphs moving? I was like, yeah, what? And so we were just stuck, like on stuck. And it felt great to actually be in, like, let's say if you went into, let's say, the Kemet land and find that same substance, that same energy, because that's what we felt. It was like in Jerusalem, which they called this area. So it's not like this area didn't have no land grid to it. It did. And what I'm saying is the key was unlocked in the global of information because not only was we in the room that was built up by the hands of our people, it was also books all amongst us. And majority of the brother Khalifa, Dr. Khalifa, if you ever check him out. He does a lot of the publishing. You need to check him out now as much as possible if you're those type that are writing. Get what these publishers, man. It's necessary to get them in to help you help them help you because they help you It's just they're going to get bitter after a while because nobody's coming to them. And this is what superheroes go through. Yeah. So anyway, I tapped in and right, I listening is, you know, Umar Johnson came, you know, he was like, okay, Umar Johnson, I heard him before. So I was like, all right, let me go. So I was like, let me go ahead and dip because it's about to rain. I'm not saying I was dissing Umar. I was just saying, you know, I heard him before, and this is at the same time it was about to rain. I mean, it was about to go down. And I had a brother. He was like, I'm going your direction. I was like, word. And right now, he's like, he just came out of the hospital not too long ago. So, you know, condolences to my, I mean, not condolences, quick recovery for my brother, Priest Frank. He also been doing the copper for a minute, sheet bending. So he does a lot of the other work that I was like, man, this is phenomenal. So we're all kind of like gateway walkers walking the path. And so anyway, I'm in his apparatus and we're traveling. And all of a sudden I see all these flashes coming out of nowhere. And I said, let me get my phone out because there's too many flashes going on. So I took my phone out and I started going in. I'm talking about I went in so hard in the paint. I was like, man, how hard did I go? Bro, I went hard, man. And the next thing I know, when I looked at the pictures, they showed me the world was daytime at night. You hear me? I never stood there, but let me still say it again. It was daytime.
I hear you.
I was like, how does that work? Okay, cool. It was daytime at night, which made it to a point where I said, okay, now I'm starting to pay attention, even though I didn't catch it right then. I had to leave the area. So now that's one time, right? Two time, and then by the time I'm still researching what I'm looking at, because I didn't know what I was really looking at, by the time it was 2018, I'm really looking harder at it. And I said, wait a minute, because I looked at it, and I didn't realize I looked at two beings having a body going down to the earth. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, there's electric energy going down. There's a big vortex hitting the earth. Lines were in between the pictures. I'm like, wow, this is something. What was going on? And I'm like, how did I not know that this was happening in 2017? And then speeding up all the way to now. In my thoughts, I never even thought about before that. I even took a picture of the Olmec in the clouds. I said, wait a second. So the ancestors that they talk about, like the same thing Nat Turner been talked about, same thing that we all know about, if you go into your own history, you find some stuff that you even got and nobody else got it. Even people could be family, even jealous of you because of that. They call it the black sheep. You end up being a black sheep for a while, and then you realize, they're just punishing me. But yet, at the same time, this punish, this pan, represents Peter. A lot of Peters are in the family. The Peter had to actually grow the hair, though, instead of keeping his hair cut. That's why you always see Peter with his hair cut, as Peter Pan, as all those other, because they want you to stay as a child, but not grow up as the adult with the child ability. This is what the dream was about, going into the dream and now pulling the dream out with you on certain aspects of what we call skills or wills of thought. Harry Potter's the will or Ezekiel. So now going into speeding up what time is about, I don't know why I had to learn all of this. Then I now know why I had to learn all of this. I'm just looking at today and it's like, man, it's about to hit the 21st and I'm about to have a child. Wait a minute. Is this the same time that even Nat Turner went down? What the? How does that work? There's a whole bunch of other science along with us. Same time, my father had an anniversary with my mother. So they got married on the day that he went down, going in, hard in the paint. So there's like this higher power of yourself doing a constellational movement that things happen on a bridge. Now, this bridgeway is the rainbow that a lot of us as warriors come into. I've been a drummer ever since I've been into the marriage and lost the way, and I had to gain myself back. Playing a drum that comes from Ghana. I've been playing also a drum that comes from the Kuba land. So when we look at both sides, more sides, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that I already did. Panamanian dancing, folklore, African dancing to reggae dancing, or should I say reggae dance to African. Went from exotic dancer to not even wanting to be a stripper. I could see the reality of the gigolo in a lot of our brothers and sisters that I said, you know what, I don't like none of this stuff that we doing. So I had to step back to it in a different way, a different approach. Like when you're doing stuff, you're drinking a 40, you might want to drink it to a lesser than a 40. Maybe even drinking a wine cooler or just some wine. You're going to find the other levels to yourself as you, like I said before, gain your stripes. And so for Hatshepsut is one who has to wear the beard, learning the masculine in a whole masculine way, whether it's Olympic, playing football, the basketball, or wherever the sport is, you good at it. Climb the mountain if you got to. Fly and parachute, you know, wind gliding and all of that. We there already. So our mental helps us see our spiritual, and our spiritual helps us see our physical. Now, because we haven't seen the approach for so much, just like myself, I'm thinking, okay, this had nothing to really do with. When you ever have a child on a date, it's all going down. This is really deep. And I don't think we all paying attention to a lot of this. This is like really in your contract. You've been in it, some kind of manifold that's happening. And because things didn't might trigger the way it was supposed to, we got another trigger for it, you know. Now, why am I wearing the tiger on my neck? Why do I run into the sister who basically is the tiger, year of the tiger? I was like, see, there's a lot in the experiences that I'm like, the intellect. Get your phone? Yeah. It's on the intellect that's going to help you realize we're not grave robbers. None of us are grave robbers. We're grave intellectors that knows from the grave where we come from. And that past will be your present. That's why I said when I saw the clouds and it was the Olmec, that was the time that I ran into my auntie. I didn't know my auntie, but it was because of another scenario. That's good. Okay. The scenario was this. I knew nothing of a sister that I was dealing with, and I wanted to know her more because I took a marriage, had a divorce, and I felt bad. I had my son, single parent, doing what I was supposed to be doing. And then you take the phone, and you hear somebody on the other end, and they're saying, oh, I apologize, wrong number. But then you go in, you say, you know, she might, oh, how are you, and this, that. But, you know, you got a great voice, and, you know, those things that happen. And you're thinking, okay, this is spontaneous, and, you know, you're going back to being a sucker. Some of us don't know that. So it's like you're going to go through the relationships to figure out what you're doing, Hatshepsut. And Ankh-Atun represents the young child learning as an adult how to be not an adult, because he wants to be really a child with the adult ability. And so Peter Pan is a lot of us. We might not know what that was. At 13, want to have sex, things like that. We go through that. The experiences are really, you know, strong on us if we don't pay attention. So Hatshepsut was the mother, was the one who said, you know what, I'm going to be like a man and walk out here, be Mulan. That's the other, you know, connection. I got an older sister, a younger sister. They both went into that same aspect. They're both strong. So is you're going to see yourself in a lot of the angles of not only the glyphs, the conversations. Like for myself, 5 a.m., I came into the a.m. of being birthed. But this is in Germany. Now, because this is in Germany, I think of like Magneto. And then I see how Magneto is. Yet, I'm more like Quicksilver. Yet, I'm not Quicksilver with my feet. I'm just with the mind. And so there's a lot of you're going to find comic books that talk about you. And you'll find out that there's this ability that you're going to end up picking up. It's all because you was already attracted to it. And because you can see it in everything, it's going to show in everything as that information. Not just the story. You got to look more deeper into it. It's not the producer that's producing as you think it is. He has nothing to do with this production that's happening.
Don't I know?
Oh, yeah. And it becomes so strong.
Absolutely.
That I'm going to keep smacking you in the face if you don't see it. Then I'm going to drill it in your head if you don't see it. You know what? I'm going to take your body part. You know? And it'll start doing that kind of stuff to you. And he's like, okay, wait a minute. I need to start waking up.
And you know what? And this is going to be my wrap up because we got about 7 more minutes left. You know what I'm saying? But I feel that even in all of that, you know, to anybody who is
is on, you know, like that, I don't feel that it's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to get whooped in the ass and beat down and slapped in the face in order, you know, that's how some of us learn. So I don't feel that
that's
even a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Operate in tough love. You feel me?
Yeah, I never you know, stated that. I said it's a top, a middle, and a bottom.
No, I
didn't say it can't even be bad or good. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
I'm only saying that because I know that there's people that are listening that are like me that do not, you know, as Auntie Elder used to say, I don't respond to the kidney poo-poo. You know what I'm saying? You got to beat me down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said that to let them know that it's okay.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. Because sometimes when you're looking down, you got to look up. And then when you're looking up, you're going to have to look down every now and then. Just see where you at, because where you stepping at might be a little feather for you to pick up. They're showing you on your path. That's what happens to me every day now. Every day. I'm not lying to you. I can send you pictures right now and show you got at least two feathers already. And both of them now are in the same color, black and purple. Like, what? Hold on. So it's like, your eyes are open. You looking? Because I'm going to show you every day. You think it's just one time. Nah, I'm going to show you every. I might be an insect. I might be a shelterless person. I come in many forms. But now, you might be at your worst, and there I am again. You just didn't see me.
Yep.
So the stories have always been the same. I'm in everything. I'm in the all. I am oneness, not one. Oneness. That's like if you got your feet working, good. But now, remember, you got the rest of the body to work with. Don't just depend on your feet. You know what I'm saying? Don't just say, oh, I hate Pisces. Or, you know, don't dismiss your other body parts is what I usually say to people. When you're talking like that, you say, oh, I can't stand a Scorpio. Don't do that. That's already dismissing you as one organism to everyone. That's why they brought up the one. The one represents Neo, represents one, represents what Anu is. When he just said seven is that now I set. So when you go into Anu, it's because you have 7, 8, 9. 7 is the elevation to self when you start to get up off your back and don't think that your back is spineless. You are spine. Now you check your time. Time becomes after 9, though. See, the after the 8, when you relate to, you know, to appreciate love, all that, love turn hate turn love, you don't see that there's a point at the vortex. That's why we call it the vortex. You look at Sandman, they talk about the sister named Vortex and the other sister, because her grandmama is named Unity.
We got 6 minutes.
So they start with 5. Okay, we got 5 as your Leo. Learn your 5. You're going to go into the 6. Your 6 is now who you're about to come into, a new connection, a Hatshepsut. So now just be in tune with yourself. You're the middle of everything, the median. Learn your truth. You are that. See with Bruce. I say. Good thing.